U.S. nuclear power plants operate inside giant containment vessels, a bunker of concrete with walls several feet thick. Once nuclear fuel has been used, it's taken outside the vessel and stored in more ordinary buildings. Some activists say a terrorist attack on one of these buildings could generate a giant plume of radioactive material. Today, they plan to file a lawsuit against the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Many nuclear plants resemble fortresses, fences, lots of security, but they have a soft spot, according to Gordon Thompson. Thompson is a scientist working for an anti-nuclear group called STAR. The soft spot is what looks like a swimming pool, some 40 feet deep. It holds over 100,000 radioactive fuel rods.
And that creates a grave danger because if water is lost from the pool, the fuel will catch fire. Not immediately intuitive that a water-filled pool is a fire hazard.
But it is, he says. Every 5 or 6 years, depleted fuel rods are pulled out of the reactor and put in the pool. Over time, they build up. Fuel rods about 12 feet long, maybe an inch thick, filled with uranium fuel pellets. These rods are still radioactive, so radioactive that, for years, they're physically hot and in danger of melting and releasing radioactive material. The rods are stored in water pools to keep them cool.
But in order to fit a large quantity of fuel into the pool, it's packed very, very tightly. The fuel generates heat from radioactive decay. Therefore, if the water is lost, the fuel will catch fire and will release a large fraction of the radioactive material.
The lawsuit to be filed today centers around a nuclear plant in Connecticut. The plant's owners want to more than double the amount of fuel stored in one of its pools. The lawsuit would force the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to consider the possible consequences of terrorism before giving the okay. But the larger message is that spent fuel pools are vulnerable. Gordon Thompson worries about a small plane or a portable rocket being fired at one of the walls.
The consequences would be dramatic. The size of the release would be many times the size of the release at Chernobyl in 1986.
In a worst-case scenario, he says, small amounts of fallout could cover an area 10 times the size of Connecticut. Dave Lockbaum has done some thinking about this as well. He's a nuclear engineer with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Some spent fuel pools would be hard to rupture, he says, because they're below ground. But a third of them are high up in buildings, easy targets. And he says that at least one place, security is terrible.
There's no operating plant left. There's a spent fuel pool there with several hundred tons of fuel, but the security levels are ridiculously low. The front gate is wide open. There's no security guards visible. And it's all too easy to get inside and cause some problems.
This week, the Federal Aviation Administration banned private planes from flying near nuclear plants. Nuclear advocates won't say that's a bad idea, but some of them have trouble seeing a plane attack as a serious threat. Lynette Hendricks works for the Nuclear Energy Institute.
I think I have to point out first that that's a pretty fantastic scenario, even though obviously hitting the World Trade Center also was fantastic. But this is really fantastic because essentially the power plant itself is a very, very small target and low to the ground, difficult to hit. And then within that, you would have to target in on the pool, and that would be extremely difficult.
If someone did manage to drain a pool, it could take hours or even days for the rods to get hot enough to melt and release radioactive material, time enough to try to cool things down with fire hoses, for instance. Critics would prefer nuclear plants store their waste more carefully, with the rods further apart and in such a way that water isn't necessary to keep them from melting. The French government has taken a more immediate step. France has an enormous reprocessing plant where spent fuel from all over the world is brought. Last week, the government deployed surface-to-air missiles around the site. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.